Well, the entry of Subiaco Oval into the State Heritage Register recognises that this place is important not just to the local community but to the entire community of Western Australia. And what we need to do is capture the stories associated with the place so we can tell its story over time, and also manage change at that place to make sure that we can stay in touch with those stories and tell them to future generations.
So what are we talking about here, this entry, because the gates are already protected. We're talking here about the actual oval, the playing field?
Well, we're actually talking about the entire Subiaco Oval development. So that includes the grandstands and the immediate area surrounding the oval. And that's typically because the story of Subiaco Oval isn't about individual elements. It's about the entire facility there and the different stories that tells us about how it was used over time, how it was developed over time, and it can also shows quite clearly how people interacted with sports or played sports on that particular field.
So it's the cultural value here, it's our memories that make this so special.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think there's just so many people across Perth and broader Western Australia who will have a story about going to the football on occasions or regularly, or going to, in the early days it was used as a cricket oval as well. And of course we know it's used frequently for concerts and other types of events. So for many Western Australians, this particular site has many, many memories.
What is the impact of this, though? Because you say the grandstands are included. Now, my understanding is that some of those grandstands will actually be demolished at some point. Is this going to prevent that from going ahead?
No, not at all, Nadia. It's really recognising that all the infrastructure that has surrounded the oval for most of its time, including the more recent structures like the grandstands, which were sort of developed, well, the ones that we see today at least, were developed between about 1969 and 2000, are integral to the story. But they're what we have identified as being of secondary significance. So in other words, the thing that really tells us the heart of the story of Subi Oval is the oval itself, because that's where the main action was over time. And we can actually look at how we can adapt and change the site to accommodate new uses so it maintains sustainability as a key piece of important real estate. It can accommodate new uses and all those sorts of things. It's about how we manage that change and adapt it for new uses and so on. So certainly the current plans that the state have can be accommodated within the framework of heritage listing.
I'm speaking with Graham Gammy. He is the Assistant Director General at the Heritage Division of the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage, talking about Subiaco Oval. Just noticed this in the Government Gazette from a couple of weeks ago, this curious little piece of information saying that Subiaco Oval is on the interim heritage list that should stay on there permanently and be protected. So I just want to get this straight, Graham. So if some of those grandstands need to go, that's okay, but we're not going to see any bulldozers ripping up that oval.
Well, look, the oval itself has changed its location over time and its height and all those sorts of issues, so it will necessarily need to adapt, but that's the element that tells us the main story. The grandstands themselves, obviously, are complex structures and not necessarily as easily adaptable, and as the more recent what we call fabric or building structures, they're more readily removed and interpreted as part of any new development that happens there. So when the buildings are removed or integrated into something else, the story remains so that we interpret that through new architecture or through signage or public art, those sorts of things that can make sure the people who visit that place know that something important has happened here in the past and can get an understanding of what it means to Western Australians.
Let us know your Subi memories, 0437 922 720, if you have an iconic moment or a memory from the time that you've been there watching all sorts of sport. Let us know, or concerts as well. And what does it mean then in regards to how we measure heritage value now? Because are there any other ovals that are on the heritage list?
Yeah, there's actually a number, Nadia, and we can look at the historic oval down at Fremantle there, adjacent to Fremantle Prison. Bassendean Oval is another important one. Most people taking a trip out to Midland will be very familiar with that one. Lovely historic place. Also, Perth Oval, which is probably better known these days as Nib Stadium, is again another state-registered oval. So these ones have all got something quite important to tell us about our sporting history. And if we look at Nib Stadium, it's a good example of where a heritage place can adapt and change over time. Those that are Glory fans or have been members of the Western Force in the past or, again, gone to concerts there will recognise that that's changed with fantastic new grandstand facilities and the like. So that's a good demonstration about how a heritage place can change and adapt over time.
And it's such a broad definition now, isn't it, of what is of heritage significance. It's not just old buildings anymore.
Well, that's right, Nadia. And I guess from a heritage practice perspective, that's always been the case. It's probably about how we've become better at assessing heritage and understanding its value and communicating those values. So we do look at more than just the a building, which probably heritage listing is best known for, but we do look at things like the historic value. So that's the stories associated with the place and what makes it important to the state.
Okay, and Graham Gammy, final question. I've got a few texts coming in, people asking if you would consider heritage listing the Wacker.
Look, that's always in the frame. The state register is about recording the sites that do tell us a lot about our Western Australian story. So certainly places like the Wacker, and there's probably many other places like that certainly warrant being considered.
Yeah, but it also provides protection too, doesn't it?
Look, it does, and the sort of protection we're talking about is how do we enable these places to adapt and change as the community's needs change and make sure that the stories associated with those places are maintained and communicated through any new change. And there's some wonderful ways we can do that these days.
Graham, remember a couple of months ago there was an international rules game and it was the last sporting event at Subiaco Oval and I got some pretty good pictures of people ripping up the turf. They might be listening to this today thinking that their little piece of Subiaco turf is a little more valuable now.
Oh, look, that could be quite right. I guess the issue is that the grass has a fairly short lifespan and it changes regularly. But, it's one of those things where people respond to these significant events. And again, that's part of Subiaco's story.